Chapter 13. The Chase. When I felt better and was allowed to go back out into the world, I decided that I needed someone who could help me. I went to see a well-known magistrate in Geneva and began to tell him my story. First, I gave him the most important pieces of information. I described the four deaths and how they had happened. I also told him that I knew the person who was the killer. "Don't worry," he told me. "I promise you that I will do everything in my power to find this awful murderer." But when I gave him more information and told him who the creature was and all the things that had happened over the last few years, he looked at me in shock. He did not seem to believe it. "I'm sorry, but this is all very strange, and I cannot really help you," he said. "Nobody could chase and catch a strange animal that can run and jump over rivers and kill people in the way that you have described. And many months have passed since these murders. This wild creature could be anywhere in the world by now." "If you refuse to help me, then you give me no choice," I told him. "I must follow this monster myself. I will find and kill him alone. I will not give up." I left the magistrate full of rage and with a real need for revenge. To be honest, I think I was still quite ill at that time. But I had decided, and I soon left Geneva and started my search for the monster. And now I am here with you, in the Arctic Ocean, far, far away from home, and my searching will go on until I find the monster and kill him, or until I die, whichever of those things comes sooner. I have travelled across a large part of the world and have experienced all kinds of problems on the way. I do not know how I have survived the cold, the danger, and the horrible places I have been to. Many times I have lain down on the ground and wanted to die, but revenge has made me carry on. I just cannot die and leave my enemy alive. At first, I knew that the monster must be in or near Geneva, but I did not know where. On the night I left home and started my search, I went to the place where William, Elizabeth, and my father were buried. Although they were dead, I wanted to talk to them and say goodbye to them, as I knew it may be many months before I returned to Geneva, if I ever did. I felt very upset as I stood and spoke aloud to them. "My dear family, here and now, I promise you that I will chase this terrible monster, and I will keep chasing him until I have killed him or he has killed me. I will get revenge for our family." At that moment, I was answered by a loud and horrible laugh. Somebody was hiding in the darkness. When the laugh ended, I heard that hateful voice that I knew well, and it spoke to me in a loud whisper from somewhere nearby. "I am happy that you have decided to live, you miserable, selfish man." The moon had come out from behind a cloud now, and I quickly looked all around for the monster. I could not find him anywhere, but then I suddenly saw him in the moonlight, running as fast as the wind away from me. I chased him, and for many months I followed him. It became my job, and it was all that I could think about. Often I lost him, but then I would find him again by asking people if they had seen a strange creature. Other times he would leave a sign or a message because he did not want me to lose him. I followed him along the River Rhone, and then I saw him getting on a ship that was going to the Black Sea. Then I chased him through the wild parts of Russia where there was snow on the ground, and I could see his huge steps and follow the path he had taken more easily. These last few months have been extremely difficult. I have eaten and drunk where I could, but I have often been extremely hungry and thirsty. I have felt alone, lost, and depressed, but I have kept going because of the anger and revenge I feel. I do not know what the monster is thinking or feeling. He can survive when it is extremely cold. He knows I cannot do that. I think he has brought me here for that reason and wants to make me suffer as much as he can. But here, on the huge areas of ice, there is nowhere to hide. And when I bought a sledge and dogs, I hoped that I could finally catch and kill him. I do not know how many days have passed since then, but by the amount of food I brought with me and had finished several days before you found me, I think it was about 3 weeks. I had got closer to him, and I had seen him on his sledge not more than a mile in front of me, but then the weather turned bad. The ice began moving under me, and suddenly, with a terribly loud noise, it broke in front of me, and a big open area of water started to open up. I was shocked to see that I was now on a piece of ice, with open ocean all around me. Many awful hours passed, and all of my dogs died. I gave up all hope, but then I saw your ship about a mile away from me. I quickly broke some large pieces of wood from the sledge and used them in the water to move the piece of ice slowly towards you. I decided that if you were travelling south, I would ask you for a small boat in which to continue my journey. Luckily for me, you are going north, so I am able to carry on travelling north and looking for the monster. But, Walton, please promise me something. I am weak and very thin, and I am not well. If I die and you see this monster on your travels, will you kill him for me? He speaks very intelligently, but you must not trust him. Do not listen to him, but instead remember the names of William, Justine, Clerval, Elizabeth, my father, and myself, Victor, and then kill him. Push your knife into his heart.